Welcome to GVC Unplugged, a podcast made by employees for employees. Hear interviews and discussions with coworkers, stay informed about GVC news and projects, and catch up on the latest news and happenings at the co-op, and more. Let's get started.
Hey, GVEC team. Thanks for tuning in to the GVEC Unplugged podcast. You've got Jordan Kuick here again with returning co-host, HR rep Sherry Johnson. How are you doing today, Sherry?
I'm just right. How are you, Jordan?
I'm really good. Thanks for asking. So, Sherry, we have a particularly exciting episode for today. Can you tell everybody what we've got cooking?
Sure. We've whipped up the Dynamic Duo's Ultimate Face-Off Championship to determine once and for all who of our participating teams are the most dynamic duo.
Most dynamic duo.
So we have the confident, the competitive CeeLo with us. This is Season Barnick and Lori Lensman.
Welcome, CeeLo. Woo! Returning champs.
Yes. And then we also have the cool and the connected Bustin.
Yes.
Yes. So that's Brandon Lawallen and Dustin Shalock.
Welcome guys. Also reigning champions. So it sounds like what we're going to be doing is we're going head to head. We've got two winners going head to head, and we're going to see who's the most dynamic. So welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to spend time with us today. So tell me, how are each of you teams feeling, knowing that you've won one and now it's all on the line? How are you feeling?
We're very confident.
Oh,
Extremely confident.
I think that's what we called you, confident and competitive. Are you feeling that way?
Absolutely.
And Bustin, how about you guys?
Stressed the whole Labor Day weekend, but feeling confident.
But we got this. We got this.
Okay, feeling so confident. y'all are cool and connected. Cool and connected. So, Sherry, our prize before was just bragging rights, but since this is the finale, we thought we would up the ante, and so we have purchased some medals that are, according to Amazon, are made of high-quality metal, unlike other subpar plastic awards. So we've spared no expense. I'm pretty sure these were $13.
Yes, they're legit. Ooh. They're solid.
Yeah, and the yogurt lids.
We talked about it. We talked about it, but we said, well, not everybody's an Office fan. And so
there was no expense spared.
No expense.
That's what I'm trying to go for. Though I did notice there was some taunting going on, too.
Yeah.
Through email and some text.
Yeah. You seen them emails? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw them.
I did kind of take the liberty to start the taunt that I knew that y'all had mentioned in the room, and I didn't know if it had actually gotten to Season, so I thought publicly I would slip that taunt into the email that we sent, and she did not disappoint. She caught it right quick.
No, she did not. She did not.
Yeah, she caught it right quick and jumped on there. So, Sherry,
yes.
You have kids, right?
I do.
So, you know how in video games, you'll get to the end of a level and then you're almost to the finish line. You're like, you've almost beat it.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the last minute, you have to fight like a super strong character.
Yeah. Like boss level. Battle.
Yes. Like a boss fight.
Yes, boss fight.
We should do that. We should do that for dynamic duos.
That would be awesome. I mean, this is like the championship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, actually.
We're at boss level. Top shelf.
Could you open the door for us?
Maybe we need the top boss.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we need a big boss.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
This is going to get interesting now.
Very interesting.
So, welcome.
Now I don't trust that answers have not been given.
Now, come on. You know how strict I've been. You know how strict I've been.
I know what a bully he can be.
Oh, that's not fair.
I'm pretty tough. I don't tend to give in to peer pressure.
What are we doing?
If they win, I will know.
What will you know? That they're the dynamic duo?
We have been together for 17 years.
We've been together for 30.
Oh.
You know, after 17 years, is it really something you don't know? You know, something that I don't know about her, you know? Really? 17 years?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That's like Bowser and Mario. When you get to the final boss at the end.
There we go. He knows all about the boss battle. Here
the
we
boss
are.
Battle.
So you all have 10 years, but
yes, we have 10 years.
All right, so you're actually the most junior relationship.
We are.
So coming out of when you were much
friendship.
The senior.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Friendship? I would like to clarify this is a friendship. Yeah. A platonic friendship?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, so CeeLo and Bustin.
First of all, we walk in the room and the first thing is we get accused of cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course.
And wouldn't you know, it would be...
Yeah. No surprises.
He's gesturing.
There. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I was just in awe, you know.
You were honored to be...
I was honored, yes. I was honored to be... I was awestruck, you know.
Yeah, so we do have a third team joining us here. What are y'all going to call yourselves?
DS Squared.
Darren Schauer, Denise Stewart, DS.
Yes.
Okay.
So
that's good.
So then Team Bustin and Team CeeLo, how are you feeling now, knowing that this is a boss fight?
Oh, I'm just as confident as we were before.
Just as confident. How about you all?
A little bit less confident.
Slightly less. Slightly less.
I mean, you called out us being the junior.
It's,
you know,
true.
The junior friendship.
And it's kind of like when you're playing golf with your boss, you never want to beat your boss.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. We were actually talking about that, yeah. It's like, maybe we should just let them win.
Maybe we should, yeah.
But now, y'all are here, so it makes it a little bit better for me, actually.
Yeah. See, they're still going to give their all. You don't want them to not give 100%.
Yeah.
We're just playing two bosses instead of one.
No, I don't want them to feel intimidated at all.
I don't even really know if this is going to be a challenge, really. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you're expecting a sweep, is what you're saying. You're saying you're the big boss for a reason.
Well, I'm just saying that Denise and I have been together so long. I mean, we worked so closely for so long. I mean, it's, how do you not know? Whatever. You can't ask me anything that I don't know.
That's very true.
Maybe you can.
Well, you should have already answered the questions.
Did they not answer the questions yet?
Yes, we have their copies.
Yep.
Oh. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. No, the questions, like, this is easy.
This is easy. Yeah, he'd have done it like 30 seconds. He's like, this should be harder.
I think he might be competing with you for the confidence.
Jordan, there's a difference in confidence and arrogance.
Oh,
there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance, and she crosses it quite often.
So first, thank you, Darren and Denise, for joining us, for coming in and being the big boss for this boss fight. We're excited to get started. And so I believe we're ready to just jump into the questions if everybody's ready to go, which it sounds like everybody's plenty amped up and ready to go.
I was. Sure. You
All right. So
I'm a little nervous, actually.
So we're going to see where this actually comes out. So we've got all three teams up on the board. Team CeeLo, Team Bustin, Team DS Squared. So everybody's up there, and we're ready to start with the first question. I will start today. Brandon, you're closest to me. Ooh. So Brandon, you're going to get the first set of questions, and then we'll go around the table. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, Brandon, what is Dustin's favorite way to de-stress?
Hang out at home with some friends and watch, I don't know, what was his favorite show the other day?
It was King of Queens.
King of Queens, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so is that, what is he like?
Maybe he's doing this while he's barbecuing and drinking beer.
Yeah.
But no. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Close.
No points.
Yeah.
That's close. Okay. So then Dustin, here's where you can recover that. So what is Brandon's favorite way to de-stress?
I'm going
to
say his is barbecuing too.
And?
Drinking beer.
And drinking a few beers. I'm sorry. No official points there.
Oh, man. She really is. It's the finale, man. There's no...
He had to have barbecue and drinking beer?
All he wrote down is drink a few beers. If he'd had barbecuing, yes.
Oh.
We barbecued together. We have before.
We have.
You de-stress together barbecuing?
What else are you going to be doing if you're drinking beer?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Denise, then that brings it next to you. So, what is Darren's favorite way to de-stress?
If he really needs to de-stress, he would... go out on the farm and drive his tractor.
Okay. Work on the farm. I think that's an official answer.
Okay.
He might also be drinking on the farm.
He could be on there.
So let's see what we've got. We've got Darren then. What is Denise's favorite way to de-stress?
Everybody already knows this. This is an easy one. What does Denise do? I mean, she's going to go to the spa.
The spa.
Is that your official answer? Okay. That's correct.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Am I wrong, Lori? You know that.
This is a setup.
I was going to say she'd go out to her barn.
And drink.
Beat that out.
And you would have been on the beach.
No. Well, it's just like,
but not,
I can't
not
do
after
that
work.
Every day. Yeah,
not after work.
No, I can't do that. You know,
that's very true.
It's after work or, you know, during the week.
On the farm or exercise. This is every day.
Baloney.
I'm calling baloney also. Because I'm like her. I would have said on the beach.
Yes.
For me?
Uh-huh. Yes.
You but talk that's about that a daily de-stressor.
I didn't take the question that way. I thought the question is...
And it's funny. Denise knew exactly how you took the question. I don't know if Denise going to the spa.
Oh, my gosh. She goes all the time.
It's heating up in here. A little bit of tension rising in here. Everybody's going to need to do their de-stressor after this.
Well, y'all haven't got your question yet. You can still tie up here.
Yeah, so let's get you guys tied up. Let's alleviate some of this big tension we've got.
Did you notice how tense she gets? I mean, it's like, oh, my God. They're already cheating.
Yeah, the energy in here is...
funny that... Her and I both agreed on what we thought y'all were going to say.
Uh-huh. Just because y'all, then you don't know us as well.
But we're just sitting over here twiddling our thumbs, enjoying our bottled water.
This is very entertaining.
This is very entertaining. I mean, we're 0-2, so this is entertaining. We're already losing, so.
Okay, so Lori, what is Season's favorite way to de-stress?
I'd say...
drink.
That's everybody's de-stressor.
I'd say have a drink.
Okay, that is correct.
See, I started to put wine, and then I put martini. I just said alcohol.
Anything will do.
Yeah, we're not advocating that's the best way to de-stress everybody.
Yeah. As long as you have, a helpful method that works. Okay, Season. So for Lori, what is her favorite way to de-stress?
I'm going to say puzzles.
Sorry, that's not right.
Lori, what did you say, Lori?
I know you don't drink.
I have a glass of wine, or I go sit on my porch.
I thought about the porch thing, and then
okay,
I went with the
puzzle. Okay, and that's what I wrote on there.
I was going to go with the porch or the puzzles.
Mm-hmm. Those are healthy ways to de-stress. Porch and puzzles, people. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Just making that recommendation. Okay, so first question answered. We've got CeeLo with 1 point, Bustin with nothing on the board yet, and Team DS Squared with 2 points. Okay, so got a little cascade there. So Team Bustin, there's a chance for you to catch up, of course, which we've seen this happen before. You all like to kind of take it slow there on the first question, and then you get it going. So
make them feel confident.
Exactly.
Make the comeback.
Yes. If you got a call, Brandon, that Dustin was in jail, who would you think he'd gotten into trouble with?
Zach
is correct. Yes. Zach the troublemaker.
What yes. Zach are we talking about
Zach
here?
Zach Murkowski.
His best friend.
Okay, Zach from
she knows
the
him.
Previous episode.
Yes,
got
yes,
it,
yes.
got it.
Yeah, Zach from previous episodes.
Returning character.
Returning character.
So then Dustin, if Brandon called you, and he was in jail, who do you think he would have gotten in trouble with?
Travis Brosh.
All right.
Travis is correct.
Is this also a returning character?
Yes, also returning character.
So we have Team Bustin now on the board. They've got 2.
Woo!
So that brings us to then Denise, Team DS Squared. If you got a call, which, man, I would love to hear this call. If you got a call that Darren was in jail, who would you think that he got into trouble with?
Jane Kreidler.
There you go. Yeah, she was very calm on that one. She's like, oh, I know this. I've thought about this many times, she says.
Absolutely. That's who he hangs out with.
Okay, Derek.
No comment.
So then if you got the call that Denise was in jail, who would she be in trouble with?
Her sister-in-law, Terry.
Terry, is that what we got?
Yep.
Nice. Okay.
That's
okay.
Another trouble with capital T, Terry. Mm-hmm. They're kind of on a roll.
Okay, so that brings DS Squared to 4, and CeeLo can catch up with 3.
For those of you who know Gene Kreidler, that would never happen.
This was purely hypothetical question.
In case he's listening.
So Team CeeLo, you can catch up with 3. Still leading Bustin. If you both answer this question correctly. Lori.
I can answer this for y'all. You want me to answer it for you?
He's very confident. Y'all need to make sure that he gets corrected over here. So if you got a call, Lori, that Season was in jail, who would she have gotten into trouble with?
Can I answer? Mm-hmm. Lori.
What do you think she said, Lori?
Her husband, Ben.
Yep, I was going to say, if you get that wrong.
So those are true partners in crime.
Uh-huh. Those are true.
Uh-huh. Not good influences on each other.
Bunny and Clyde.
All right, Season. So then.
So I was going to say me, but that's, I don't know whether Lori is thinking like I know I'm the worst influence, in her life. But I don't know if I can be an answer since she's calling me from jail.
That's a tough one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Okay, then me.
You were right. It's you.
It was her?
So she's calling you to say, I can't believe you've gotten us into this mess.
Right.
Okay, got it.
In the next cell.
Yeah, they had to separate you so they can see if your story's matched up.
But the phone call is just a passive-aggressive move.
Right.
I'm not calling anybody to get us out of this. You're going to figure it out. Got it.
I couldn't think of who else it would be besides me.
But. If we didn't go to jail, we got to ride in the cop car, but we didn't go to jail.
I think we need to hear this story.
I told it this weekend.
Who'd you tell?
Because the officer that took us for the ride, his nephew was saying that he had found him and his girlfriend a couple of times and like, hey, what are y'all doing? I said, like, yeah, he didn't find us doing that, but he did find us doing something else. He took us for a ride.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
I didn't have a driver's license, and apparently that was really important.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Apparently that's frowned upon a little bit.
Preferred prerequisite.
And
okay.
I may have tried to pass somebody else's driver's license off as mine.
Wow, so there's a few things going on.
And I was just
the
innocent bystander, and you know.
I think you told me to do it. I think all of y'all were saying to do it. Just get him that license. But it was a setup. The whole thing was a setup.
It was a setup, kind of like this.
Yes, it was like Pelosi.
But you were not getting your hair dyed.
No, but they didn't take us to jail. They just loaded us up in the cop car and dropped us off at Dairy Queen.
In the drive-thru.
Whose car were you in?
The cop car.
No, I mean driving.
It was my car.
Seasons.
Wait, so you owned a car but did not have a
Well, my parents owned a car.
Oh,
it was my
okay.
car.
I see. So I guess this is what happens when you have known each other for 30 years. You can tell stories like that. I see. Okay. Okay.
I've got some. Next round, I got one on her.
To do a quick recap then, that leaves us with Team CeeLo with 3 points, Team Bustin with 2 points, and Team DS Squared with 4 points. So, Team Bustin, we are ready for you to get some more points on the board. So, with the next question, I think y'all might know this. Based on the other things that y'all have known about each other, I think you might be good on this one. So, Brandon, what is Dustin's place that he'd most want to travel?
Bora Bora.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
That's correct.
Yeah. Nice. But I can't because I'm Pora Pora.
Yeah. 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 That is a little bit of cash required to get there, probably.
Yeah.
So then, Dustin, where is Brandon's place that he most wants to travel?
He wants to go to Europe. Or travel around Europe.
Oh, sigh.
Australia, dude.
Oh, it is
Australia.
Australia.
Come on, man.
This is a hard one. I'm with you.
We talk about wanting to go to Europe too, but yeah, you're right. Or travel Europe, yeah.
Are y'all gonna go to Bora Bora together? Is that what we said?
Yeah, you can go to Bora Bora.
Bora Bora is a long way away from there. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, so Team Bustin, we got 1 point on that round. 1 point. All right. Okay.
I think they've been rattled.
There's time. I know. They were talking about maybe we'll just let everybody else win. They are a little rattled. So then Team DS Squared, Denise. Where is the place that Darren most wants to travel?
That one's a hard one because he's been so many places.
Oh, yeah.
So many places. You have.
He's been to Bora Bora.
He's not Bora Bora.
It's all relative.
Yeah. So the only thing I can think of is because his trip got canceled to Italy this summer.
Oh, from COVID?
Yes.
What did he say?
He said Italy.
Oh, snap.
Shocker.
Season is blown away.
I am. I'm shocked.
We have some now silent mouthing trash talk happening as well.
Well, gosh. Denise also had a trip canceled, and I don't think she's ever been there before.
Oh.
But so she was supposed to go to Hawaii.
Ooh,
so
yes.
I'm going to say
and that's
Hawaii.
Correct.
Oh, Hawaii.
Y'all are on fire. Y'all may want to miss one last round just so it doesn't look so obvious.
Just to make it look kind of close.
Right.
Oh, we don't need to be too bad.
I love this. This is awesome. Lori, where does Season most want to travel?
Where would you want to go?
You're not going to get this.
Huh?
You're on the wrong track. You're not going to get this.
You're not going to get it. Have some faith. Send her good vibes.
It's probably my fault.
Alaska.
He was funny about that. I was going to say Alaska for you. Neither one of us are right.
No.
So the funny thing is, we never really talk about it. So I just put Mexico because we go to Mexico all the time. So I just put Mexico thinking you might know Montana. Where is that what you put? Montana?
Do y'all not talk?
I don't know if there's any place that I feel like that about. Like, I don't know if there's any place that I go, I really want to go. I would like to go to Europe.
And I'm not a huge traveler, so it just doesn't.
So that's why it was tough for y'all on this one.
Yeah, it just
doesn't. That makes sense. So here's a really tough one. It's a new kind of question that I brought in for this final round. So the question is, Brandon, this might test your friendship. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver do you say the Dustin is?
Well, I know he thinks he's a good driver.
Yeah, so what did he say about himself?
Well, he's obeying the speed limit and stuff like that. So I'm going to say probably at least a 9.
He thinks he's a 10.
Oh, I'm
a
10.
See, I was trying a little bit less, but yeah.
Dustin.
Yes, ma'am.
How would you rate Brandon's driving on a 1 to 10? So what do you think he said?
A 10.
He said 9.
Oh. I just figured we'd go with 10s all across the board, man.
You can't say you're best driver out of everybody else. That's being arrogant.
It's confidence. I learned it's confidence, not arrogance.
Yeah,
that's what I've learned.
If it's season, it's confidence, not arrogance.
It can be arrogance.
Season crosses it all the time.
How good of a driver does Darren think he is?
He's a 10, and everybody get out of his way.
That sounds about right.
Huh. That's like exactly what he said. Just get out of my way.
It's funny. It's funny.
I'm sorry. I thought the object was to win.
At all costs.
So I would rate Denise and Lori about the same. Have y'all ever ridden with Denise and Lori?
No.
No.
They're like 80-year-old grandmas. You know, just barely going.
But remember, this is how Denise rates herself.
I know. So
okay.
She thinks she's, you know. Just thinking of her, you know, she's a good driver. She is good because she's like very cautious, right? Just you don't want to ride with her because it'll drive you nuts. I'll give her an 8.
An 8 would be correct.
An 8.
My God. I cannot believe. Oh, I'm done. Now I know.
You know, our friend that's sitting in the office. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Lori.
Now, let me just tell you, I answered it how I thought you would say it, what you would say about my driving.
Okay, that's a fair starting place.
Let me just say this. I have given Season, I give Season really a hard time about her driving. Scares me to death.
I guess because you drive like Denise.
What do you always say?
But she always tells me, but did you die? That's exactly what she said. I even gave her a shirt that says, but did you die?
And did you? You
did. I haven't yet. I'm still here to talk about it. But good Lord, she can't drive.
I can drive.
So then opposite question for you, Season. So how would Lori rate her own driving?
Come on, it's 1 to 10.
I mean, stress, quadruple single.
That's my thing. I'm going high or low. I'm not going this in between stuff. So I would say a 10.
She was humble and said 9.
Okay, so Brandon, what is Dustin's favorite place to shop?
Well, I probably should know this, but I don't. But I'm going to make a guess and say the A&M. Thrift store. Like the store inside A&M.
The thrift store.
Yeah. It's thrift store. You get A&M. I hate A&M.
So, you get used Aggie shirts at the thrift shop.
Yep. It's not right. I know it's not right.
Yeah. So another name for that would be Cavenders.
Cavenders, yeah.
The A&M thrift shop.
Well, I know he likes A&M, you know, and I couldn't think of anything else. So
Aggie stuff's really expensive. I want to find the thrift store. Where's the cheap stuff at?
That's where you find the antiques. The ones that they're really worth something.
They're really worth something, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was good. So then, Dustin, What is Brandon's favorite place to shop? Does he have a favorite thrift store?
This one really stumped me too, because we don't shop together.
Yeah. We're guys, we don't shop
together. We drink beer together. We don't shop together. The Walmart thrift shop.
Nope.
It's a cheap That's Walmart. Even worse. Stuff. The Dollar General. Yeah. The Shiner Dollar General.
Oh, he likes Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon. Man, Amazon's easy. You just order it online, it's done.
Yep.
That's why we don't shop together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denise, you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. What is Darren's favorite place to shop?
Online.
Okay. Online. That makes sense.
It's a place called Proper Cloth.
She sees it on my email all the time.
Proper Cloth?
She sees it on my email all the time.
I see
email
all the time.
Clothing?
It's online Probable. Where he gets all of his clothes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Shoes and everything.
Very good. Okay.
So this was too simple.
That was the easy one.
It's a good thing I can't flip this table.
So, Darren, then would you be able to answer that question for Denise?
Oh, I bet he can't.
I mean, everybody knows Denise is like the queen of shoes. And there's this very...
Go ahead and say it.
Sorry, I can't.
Go ahead and say it.
It's like watching a Lifetime movie. You know, it's like really badly acted.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you. It's pitiful.
Yes, it is.
And here's the funniest part, guys. Remember, I called it when they walked in the door.
Yes, you did.
I called it when they walked in the door.
Go ahead and say it. It's in Wimberley.
And I should get right
it. See there? See there?
Style. What's style? Associates. Style associates.
Yep.
You'd have people here that truly competed for the honor to sit at this table and do it honorably.
Do it honorably.
And then y'all come in here with your lies and deceit. And you tainted the whole game.
Your arrogance is coming through.
I'm going to tell y'all, she is not happy.
Well, at least...
And I'm just glad it's not going to be because I got something wrong.
At least maybe at the end, after they've admitted they cheated. Then we'll get to see who the real winner is.
Y'all are really making my job
easy.
Oh,
if y'all could see the look on Season's face right now.
I've had to do very little work in this episode. So, Lori, what is Season's favorite place to shop?
She doesn't like to shop.
Okay.
One place you like to shop, it's in Fredericksburg.
Good job.
You don't even know, have to know the name of the place.
You just have to answer it the same, as long as the answers match.
That's right.
I couldn't figure it out, but then I go online. I know you really like to shop at that.
Jane.com.
Yes! Yes!
What was it?
Jane.com?
Jane.com.
I love Jane.com.
I wasn't going to get it because I was trying to think of a physical place until he said Amazon, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, well, with this whole COVID thing, I've really turned to Jane.
Everybody's was online, but me, I guess.
No, mine wasn't.
Where's yours?
Fredericksburg.
Oh, Fredericksburg, that's right.
And that's just because I can drink while I shop.
Hi, podcast listeners. We hope you're enjoying this spicy dynamic duo's finale so far. I have good news and bad news. We're only halfway through the finale, but you're going to have to wait till next week to hear how it ends. Who do you think will come out on top? Do you suspect Team DS Squared of a setup? Come back and tune in to find out how it ends during the second half of the finale. Trust me, it's worth the wait. Take care of each other, GDEC team, and stay safe till next time.